This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The family of Christian Glass will receive the largest known police settlement in Colorado's history. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the $19 million also comes with non-monetary promises of police reform.
The money will come from three law enforcement agencies and the state, representing all the officers on the scene the night Glass was killed by a Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy. He called 911 for help after getting his car stuck in Silver Plume and was ultimately shot after he didn't get out of the car. Glass's parents, Sally and Simon, insisted reforms come from their son's death, and Clear Creek County will now have a crisis response team and additional mental health training. The county will also dedicate a public park in Glass's name. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
States that share water from the drought-stricken Colorado River have proposed temporary cuts to their water usage. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Arizona, Nevada, and California have come together to propose a plan to keep more water in Lake Mead. If the plan moves forward, it'll mean the states will use less water for the next 3 years. In 2026, all seven states, including Colorado, are expected to have a new set of rules on how to manage a drier river into the future. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time in their 47-year history. The Nuggets beat LeBron James and the LA Lakers in California Monday night. The victory completed a four-game sweep of the Western Conference Finals. It came down to the last play and a final shot by James.
Reeves holding. James comes out of the pack. James on the drive. Goes inside. Stop. Shot block. Gets it back. It's over. It's over. Denver makes history. The Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history.
The finals start June 1st. The Nuggets are likely to play the Miami Heat. This is CPR News. It's 8:06.